Mid-afternoon update on the U.S. stock market relative to jobs information. It is 12:08 p.m. Eastern Time, July 6th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. The data this morning, I misspoke. I think I implied that that was the actual June jobs report. It was really ADP's report, which apparently was delayed a day due to the holiday. I checked my calendar. It looks like the jobs report that's normally on a Friday will be this Friday. At least on the calendar, it says unemployment. That's usually jobs report. We'll double check that, of course, but it's possible 8:30 tomorrow we will get the official jobs report. And then the market will ask whether that, or we'll look at whether that matches what ADP stated. Now, ADP stated 465,000 new jobs. That's a huge number. It's a big up move. It upset the bond market. Interest rates are higher. Stock market's down. And the thing is, it just makes them nervous that the Fed's got to raise rates longer, even if it's winning on inflation. It needs a cushion. It needs a safety. It needs to cool down the economy. Well, the strange thing is, we really only have a 2% GDP for the first quarter. Maybe we're going to get a 2.5-3% annualized on the from the second quarter, so maybe things are jumping here. And as I stated in the weekly update and in recent days and some writings I've done, it does look like our fundamental valuation could very well jump or move up at a faster pace in July. Whether the stock market will stay ahead of that, I don't know. For the moment, it has been. So it won't surprise me that we see strong economic data for the rest of this year. Things are going to pick up the pace, okay? However, ADP's data, when it comes to jobs, is not that reliable. They're wrong most of the time, okay? And I'm not picking on just ADP, which seems to be the biggest one of them all. Seems like it's always in the news. Everybody's always looking at what they're doing. But the reality is, anybody who tries to forecast jobs has done about as good a job as over in the grain area with USDA acreage data and quarterly stocks data. And there again, most everybody's wrong. All right, if you hit it, in my opinion, it was pure luck. I don't care how much science and math you've got. So I don't know how much to trust this. This number may be too optimistic. And tomorrow we learn they back it off, or whenever we get the official jobs report. They may back that off, and that may be a sign to put the stock market back up some. So where are we with the stock market? Well, the stock market definitely thought ADP's number was pretty strong, and instead of discounting it, saying all those guys are seldom right, it did decide to run with it. They took the attitude, well, what if they're right? And that is one of many different functions or facets or characteristics of a level 3 downtrend or any kind of a downtrend in our model analysis, that the market is more vulnerable to negative news. And it doesn't have to be real news. It could be fake news. It doesn't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to be as bullish or bearish as people thought, or, you know, or they might get caught off guard. They were too complacent. A lot of factors there. And so it doesn't surprise to see some of this news, and doesn't surprise to see the weakness. The market was going to go down no matter what. It was determined to do it for a level 3 trend. If we didn't get this kind of news, it's possible it would have refused to go down and kind of move sideways. But we got the news. It's down. It's worked. Now, the market has traded low enough to fill the gap, in my opinion, that we discussed here this morning and recent days. Now, if it were to go lower still, it may go down to the 20-day moving average, which I believe is at 38.74, live average, moving around there, moving target. So that might be the next support level and a little bit below it. But current analysis saying it really doesn't need to go any lower than that. So if the jobs report matched ADP or higher, and more likely higher, they probably would knock it down a little bit more, especially if rates are willing to run a little higher. But at the same time, if it was pretty close to ADP's number, we may learn the market dialed it in and doesn't care, okay? And if it's less, we may learn the market's going to be higher. And we're already due for a level 4 intra-week upswing by tomorrow. It can start up today and then follow through tomorrow. So it may be the news tomorrow is going to be about dialed in or a little bit on the bullish side compared to ADP. So hopefully that makes some sense of how we'll play these two data sets against one another or with one another. At any rate, I'm pleased we got a level 3 pullback, frankly. I'm pleased we filled that gap. And now we have a gap above the market today. And that's actually creating, there's another gap ahead of it, creates a bearish island reversal. I have less experience with that. I've seen less of that in the stock market. But bullish island reversals, every one of them for several years has been filled, retraced on that second gap. And I think they're going to, you know, they've done that today for the most recent bearish reversal or bullish island reversal. And so I kind of feel this island, bearish island reversal is not going to work. I think it's just part of a level three downtrend and topping process ahead of it. I don't think it's going to work. So this gap, when they put it back up to today's gap, granted, they may sell it for a little while and put it back down if we haven't found that level three bottom next week. But I think ultimately it moves ahead above today's gap. And then it's not that far to put it above the high of the year, get a new high for the year. I'm going to stay with the forecast that the model's probably right, leaning towards that we're not looking at a significant top here. That this is just monthly business, monthly trading, and that's all this job news amounts to, and the same for Federal Reserve. Now, the interest rates we'll discuss more of in coming days. It does appear there could be higher interest rates down the road, and they are higher than we wanted, and that may cause some other issues here. And we already know in late July, August, we ought to see some setback anyways. It's just a matter, have we started the setback into late July, early August, or are we going to get another run-up into mid, late July, then bring it down late July, maybe early August? It's just a matter, can we delay it, okay? And not delay the low, the bottom, as much as delaying the top and spending a little more time on the upside. Current guess is we're going to, that this is just a scare. This is just very short-term trading. It doesn't really matter that much. Even though the news is scary, and I will admit, it does look rather serious over in the interest rate market. So we got to keep an eye on that. That could be a clue. If they want to keep pounding rates higher, they're probably going to give us a problem in the stock market in coming weeks. And it may do it, but that doesn't mean the market won't try to pick its head up yet again in the next couple of weeks, try to keep it together and give us a little more upside potential. Another thing I'm looking at is, frankly, I think from a couple of weeks ago till now, that even if they pull it back in the next few weeks, it's really some kind of a range, and I think it's just building additional bullish upside potential later in the year. And that's what we're up against for years to come, is we're going to get some of this bearish news that might make you think it's going down for a long time, and it does not. It only goes down for a little while, and then we're right back to the bullish scenario. Again, I look at if that jobs number comes in tomorrow as strong as what ADP is saying, or even if it's off the market quite a bit, it still may look quite strong. To me, yes, that's short-term bearish, maybe. That is problematic how well we can run the bull market here, because the economy will still look like it's running a little too fast for the Federal Reserve. But at the same time, we're still winning the war on inflation. And more importantly, these strong job numbers tell us just how strong the economy is. That ought to be worth something to the upside. So I view this as short-term bearish news, long-term bullish news. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Hopefully that clears some things up here on this job information coming in. And we'll take another look tomorrow on what's going on with the markets. Thank you.